Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor and ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
This is Darren Root for Intersection Live. Today I have a guest from Office Tools Pro, Mike Giardina. Mike, welcome.
Hey, thank you, Darren. It's a pleasure being able to talk with you.
Well, same here. What I'd like for you to do is maybe just give me a little bit of an overview of your background, your current job, and what your position is with Office Tools Pro.
Well, I'm the founder of Office Tools Pro. We're actually, that's the software name. The company is North 40 Systems. And right. Office Tools Pro, we've rebranded it as Office Tools Professional this last year. And basically, you know, I'm one of the founders. We have a number of people here. And we've been doing the Office Tools software for almost 10 years now. This is our ninth year. Now, my background starts in, over 25 years ago, deciding not to go into accounting and go into computers because I failed my accounting 201 class. And I thought maybe accounting won't be for me. So I got into computers, and I fell into a job at CCH back in the Service Bureau days and worked for them for a decade and had a great opportunity as I grew in that company to be able to go out and visit with firms, part of the sales and support team in the field, and was called upon to help people with technologies in the firms when they were buying the CCH products. And so through that experience, I got a chance in the Los Angeles area to meet hundreds of small firms. When I left CCH, I began consulting with these firms, not just from a standpoint of tax software, but how about the whole office, you know, and what can we do for the whole office from technology and computers and software, and did that for about maybe 5 years, 6 years, and one day I just, one night I was laying in bed, and I thought, you know what, we've got to solve a problem for the small firm. And I sat down and realized there were so many pieces of software and so many procedures and policies in tracking what's going on in a small firm. I was laying in bed and said, you know, I'm going to write a piece of software. And of course, now looking back, I think, what an undertaking. I didn't have any idea what I'd be getting myself into and how large the task would be. I thought I'd be done in a year and have, 1,000 clients, you know. But now 9 years later, that software is taken off in a great way, and that's kind of my background, how I got to here.
Well, fantastic. You may or may not know this about me. I'm still a practitioner. I run an office of 11, and we're a small accounting firm in southern Indiana. We're in Bloomington, Indiana, and so I know exactly what you're talking about when you talk about all the different systems and things that go on in an accounting firm. And I got to tell you, last year I wrote a review of Office Tools Professional for the time and billing section for the CPA Technology Advisor, and I was blown away. I really think your product is cool. I think it solves a great problem in our profession. That's for sure.
Well, we hope.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say thank you for that review, and we appreciate you guys taking a look at what we do.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So what I'd like for you to do is just kind of give me an overview why an accounting and tax professional should pay attention to what you guys are doing.
Well, I think it comes back to the story of being able to experience what goes on in a firm. Now, I had my own small tax practice for a brief amount of time through college and after. I worked in a couple firms between jobs, and it's amazing. The world doesn't know how intricate the running of a small CPA practice is. You're not only running a business, but then you've got the staffing and all these different facets going on. And what we want to do is be more than just software, Darren. We want to start to become a resource to the small business owner and the small business owner in the accounting industry, because we recognize, and you know this, as a small business owner, you're getting pulled in so many directions, and you have limited time and resources, and yet you're the primary biller. So your focus has to be on doing client work. And yet running the business and running it well is a difficult thing. We're trying to provide now resources like our publication, My Office Today, Also, our conferences for practice management, our biz tips, which you can get online where you can listen. And these are all geared towards the small business owner helping to solve problems in the small accounting practice. So I think the reason people should be paying attention to us is we're going to bring software to the table and a variety of resources specifically designed to help owners get a handle of their business, become more productive and more profitable through our software and through the different information resources we're trying to provide.
Fantastic. I'm a huge proponent of the web and ways of getting more and more of our information available to a small firm and to our clients anytime, anywhere, and also sort of backed up in a SaaS, you know, software as a service sort of way. And you and I talked briefly about a direction you guys are heading in. Explain that to me a little bit.
Well, we're moving away from our current code base has been in Access 2003, and as time goes on, you're limited in what you can do and how you can manage that. And it's time for us to move forward. We started last year by migrating to a SQL backend database, and we started producing some of our applets, we call them, at the different things around Office Tools Pro, in the latest .NET from Microsoft. Now, that allows us to produce really state-of-the-art type of technologies. It integrates with just about everything, allows us to publish to the web at some point in time, and our .NET app will really take us to the next level. You know, we're really finishing up. We're in our ninth year, and I think that's it's time for Office Tools Pro to take the next step. Now, the good thing for the users is our interface, already designed now with some .NET that hasn't been released, looks almost just like the one we have currently. But the thing that the users don't know is how much more we can do being on the latest technology, and that's what we want to bring to market to take us into the next 10 years, providing what we do for the small business.
So you guys are headed down the .NET path now.
Yes.
And you see the web important, sort of like I do. So hopefully some of that information down the road will be available remotely, or is any of it available today remotely?
Well, remotely now for us, with the limits we have, would strictly be through Terminal Server, hosted somewhere, or Citrix. And that seems to suffice for a lot of folks. But eventually, we all know it is probably going to be more software as a service. We're definitely heading down that path. We're also going to be announcing some new things we want to do on the web outside of Office Tools Pro. And you'll be seeing that soon with another product line, too.
Fantastic. Tell me, for the listeners out there who don't know exactly what Office Tools Pro will do for them, and I got to stop saying pro and say professional.
I'm doing the same thing.
Well, you know, you guys have been around a long time, and I'm just used to it. But tell them exactly, I mean, what all do you get when you buy Office Tools Professional? I mean, tell me all the problems that I'm solving.
Well, yeah, and I think that's what it's about, isn't it? You know, we don't want to just talk features, and I will mention the features because that's important to get a grip on what we do. But the basic problem we're trying to solve is that everything in the small business office really has to be tracked. We're talking workflow. So we're going to solve problems of documents coming in, becoming electronic documents, and then eventually becoming product and going out the door. But what we're interested in is the process. In other words, we have to be able to track people's time, find out if they're productive. We want to track their schedules, but we also don't want to ignore client needs with our software. So we added call tracking, scheduling, different means of getting the documents. We now have a product called dropfolder.net that lets us take that final product and post it on a web portal so that the end user, your client, can actually get it securely and feel comfortable that this confidential data has been transferred appropriately. So the real problem we're trying to solve is the organizational thing that happens in an office from client and staff and the workload so that owners can look at our software and in a heartbeat know exactly what staff's doing, what's the status of client work, and where the workflow is and get their hands on it. Because ultimately, the owner has to feel comfortable that things are flowing through the office correctly. If they're not flowing correctly, the opposite is true, and there's this constant barrage back to the owner of getting interruptions and taking forever to find information. A problem happens in the office, and owners and staff are scrambling around trying to figure out what happened. We're trying to eliminate that environment, really change it for the benefit of the owner. And so the features we're going to give you with our software that accomplish this organization that is very unique, we do it in one single screen or interface, which makes it expeditious for the people who are using it. But we really are offering people a contact manager, a scheduling program, call tracker. Then we're adding to that the entire time tracking for payroll and billing, the project tracking for due date and workflow assignments, and then the document repository. So at the end game is everything gets stored electronically. And I think I can say that there's probably not a product quite like ours, not only in the single interface, but that encompasses this group of real needs that a small business owner has.
You know, I think the thing that most impressed me when I was doing my review was how much information was beautifully presented in one dashboard, how much I could do with that main screen. It didn't feel cluttered. I had all kinds of information at my fingertips. If I remember right, I had synchronization with QuickBooks.
Correct.
I have integration with Office.
That's right.
And the Outlook calendars,
yeah.
Yeah, all the things that I'm doing inside my firm to manage it. So it's tracking my time. It's doing my billing. It has a document management component. Am I right in that?
Yes, absolutely.
Tracks my clients all in one single interface.
And the due dates and workflow. Yeah.
And due dates and workflow. Tell me a little bit more about the portal feature that you just mentioned.
Well, we've released as of March 1st, I think it was. It's actually in February. A product called dropfolder.net. And what happens is, as you mentioned, everything's readily available to you. So if I go to document one for client one, and I need to send them, that's a tax return, maybe it's a finished return, I can click one button, it will take it, encrypt it, and put it on a portal, send the login information, which is temporary, to the end user. They'll be asked when they log in to put their own password in, and now it's secure to them, and they're the only ones that know it. And when they log on, they see their document there, and they click a button and download it. Now, they can also do the reverse, where they can send you QuickBooks files or other pertinent information, send that to you, and you get an email, and you download it right into Office Tools Pro, into the document repository, stored under the right client in the right place, and then you automatically it will actually route that to one of the staff if you wish it to. For instance, it's a QuickBooks file that comes down. You're maybe managing that, and you say, give it to staff one, and automatically it routes a message to staff one that the files come in from the client, and they can now open that up and work with it. So we're trying to take that layer of confidentiality and security and tag it into Office Tools Pro. So you're not just storing them internally, but you're actually able to transmit and receive from your client through an encrypted and secure site. So dropfolder.net is a secure site, basically.
Okay. Is that, once that document goes out there, does it stay out there? What happens to that document once they download it?
Well, we automatically delete those periodically, and the you as the maybe the initiator, because you own Office Tools Pro, can go up anytime and look at those and see what's up on that client's folder and delete and add. And when the user sends a file to you, it actually removes it after you retrieve it. So the files really are not net meant to be kind of as a permanent repository there, although we're looking at other products for what you'd call remote data backup. It's really a secure confidential transfer is what we're looking at, as opposed to email, really.
Right. I mean, that's so much better than somebody sending me a QuickBooks QBW or QBB file in an email or me sending them their tax return in an email.
Absolutely, because we all feel insecure about that. We know that there's always a risk, and this takes the risk almost completely out, and we love the fact of that. I want to mention one other thing, though. When you were talking about the software, the reason we designed it so everything was so quickly accessible to you, you'd said it was all there within a nice format, is because we know that you, Darren, as well as your staff, do not get paid to manage the work. You get paid by doing work, and we wanted people to use Office Tools Pro less. It sounds funny, but we wanted you to stay focused on client work. So our presentation of the software was designed specifically to make sure people aren't spending too much time in management. And that's where the money really is, right? Because now all billable hours go up, and even some stress levels go down. So,
fantastic. Well, Mike, I definitely appreciate your time. For those listeners out there that want to find out more, I believe you can go to officetoolspro.com. And I think you have a web demo out there. Is that right?
That's correct. They can see online some stuff as well as connect with one of our presenters who can show them the software.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for your time today, and I really appreciate it.
Dan, thank you for having us. We always enjoy these opportunities to discuss things about our industry. Thanks for having us.
My pleasure.
Okay.
The CPA Technology Advisors Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. For more information about the CPA Technology Advisors' other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106. Or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via talkshoe.com.